kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayong buwan ng Marso, ipinagdiriwang natin ang International Women's Month. Bibigyang pugay natin ang mga kababaihan na nagsisilbing inspirasyon sa kanilang komunidad, sa Pilipinas man o dito sa Australia. Dito sa SBS Filipino, makikilala natin ang ilan sa ating mga kababayan na may mga kwentong tunay na nakakabilib. Ako si Papa Dan, at ngayong Sabado ay makakausap natin ang isang Filipina na tunay na multi-talented, business owner, registered nurse, professional makeup artist, at isang loving wife. Pero sa likod ng kanyang busy na career at mga achievement, may isang kwento na mas personal, ang kanyang buhay pag-ibig. Paano nga ba niya nababalanse ang tagumpay at ang pag-ibig? Kilalanin natin siya at pakinggan ang kanyang kwento.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Magandang araw po sa inyo at ang ating makakapanayam ngayon
mula po sa Leoncia's Filipino Desserts.
Kukwento sa atin ang kanya pong buhay pag-ibig. Let's welcome Miss Leoncia Lisa Guevara.
Yes, hi! Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Leoncia, also known as Lisa.
Leoncia, ako, panahon na ngayon na uso ng dating apps, diba? Yung mga online dating. Ikaw ba ay, kasi nauso na rin yung organic encounter na tinatawag nila. Balita ko, meron kang ano, yung love story niyo ni Mr. Very organic ng inyong love story. Ano ba nagsimula ang lahat?
That was 2003. Kasi ang asawa ko, ang kaibigan niya, ang best friend niya is anesthetist sa Liverpool Hospital. So I asked this person if we can meet up. But it took time. It took probably couple of months kasi nga busy ako, busy siya. Pero one day, nagkatrabaho niya kami ng best friend niya. Sabi ko, pwede bang mag-meet kami ng best friend mo para mag-date kami? Sabi niya, oh sige, itry lang natin, pero hindi ko sure kung magugustuhan ka kasi he's Australian.
Naku, eh totoo bang nakikita mo na siya dati pa, no? Pero hindi mo alam na siya yung papakilala sa'yo nung kaibigan mo, diba? Ano ba impression mo? Ba't ko siya nagustuhan? Hindi pa siya kilala?
Oo, meron kasi gym junkie ako. So every 6 p.m, lalabas ako ng car park, tapos papasok naman itong mamang ito na naka-motorbike, na ang gorgeous niya, parang ang hot-hot niya at that time. Sabi ko, naku, but my impression is for sure he's married. Kasi nga, lahat na nakatira sa apartment, may mga asawa niyan, except ako, kasi ako single. So, yun. Tapos, nung that day na nakausap ko yung friend niya, pinapunta niya sa bahay. Ang number niya, number 32, ako naman number 29. So, ang gap namin, 2 apart, dalawa lang talaga. Isang kwarto lang ang sa amin. Tapos, bigla siyang kumatok sa pinto. Nagulat ako kasi ito yung mamang gustong-gusto ko.
Anong impression mo nung pagbukas ng pinto? Anong una mong nasabi? Natatandaan mo ba?
Oh, wala akong nasabi. Natulala ako. I was like stunned. Natulala ako kasi matagal ko nang gusto tong mamang to. Tapos nung umimik ako, biglang, oh my God, naglo-longing siya sa Asian na may English is not the first language. Kaya mas interesado pa siya kaysa mas interesado ako sa kanya. First encounter namin, would you believe it? It's like magic. Para kaming mag-asawa na we're very close kasi we have so much to talk about. Basta nag-click ka agad kami, ang dami namin napag-usapan na ang first word niya sinabi sa akin is, "Hi, my best friend say I should come by." And then I said, and then I didn't talk for a while. And then his impression like, oh my God, she doesn't like me. Kasi ang tagal kong natulala. So nag-meet kami today, for example, nag-meet kami ng Saturday. Tapos naging boyfriend and girlfriend kami within a week. And then within a week, we decided na let's start dating because I don't know him and he does not know me as well. I don't know his job for 2 years and he does not know me as well. So we start dating but the connection is too strong. So we get married and tapos after a week, we become boyfriend, girlfriend. We get engaged less than a month. We decided to get married less than 3 months and we've been married now for 21 years.
Ayun, okay.
Okay, ayun pala ang totoo nangyari. 21 years, no? 21 taon na kayong happily married.
22 this year.
Paano nyo napapangalagaan ng yung relationship? Paano na yung init ng pagmamahalan?
Yeah, let me tell you, if you are marrying to a foreigner, you know the silent type Filipino culture, don't do it because it has to be, if you are upset, you have to talk, you have to have an open communication, how you feeling or what you think. You should have an open communication both ways and you should compromise. Like, you should give them time for yourself, you and yourself, and you have to have time for you and your husband, and you have to have time for you and your friends. Because that's how you grow. You can't be together all the time. Masasawa ka. Let your husband go for a week holiday and let yourself go on yourself by yourself on a week holiday as well. Ganun ang relationship.
So you take care of yourself. Don't forget yourself.
Don't forget. You have to have your self-care all the time. Self-care is very, very important. Whether whatever self-care you think you like, do it. Do that way. But don't be too, how do you call it? Clingy. Don't be too clingy. Clingy is gone. Don't be too clingy.
Ano naman ang role ni husband? Sinusuportahan at paano kayo na sinusuportahan sa pagpapanak po ng iyong negosyo?
Siya ang nagluluto ng halaya, siya ang nagluluto ng yema, siya ang nagluluto ng bibingka. Lahat ng Filipino food, tinrain ko na siya many, many years ago. But because this one is a professional level na, so I train him really well. So siya lahat ang nagluluto ng Leoncia's food. But it is my recipe. It is just tinransfer ko na sa kanya. So as my children know how to cook all Leoncia's food and desserts as well.
Wow. At sa kabila po ng busy schedule nyo, no? Kayong mag-asawa, lalo na po kayo, may time pa rin ba kayong mag-date at maglambingan ba?
Ay ba, syempre, hindi ka lalampas ng 22 years. You have to date. We're just busy right now, but we do dating. Kami ng asawa ko, lagi kami nagde-date. At saka pagka kasama mo asawa mo, mas magpaganda ka. Kaya up to now, sexy pa rin ako kasi I look after myself. Kasi look after yourself. Kasi kahit nanganak ka na, I know it's really hard. I know it's really tough. I know I got you. But have time for yourself. Palaging look after yourself. It doesn't matter kung sexy ka o hindi. But you have to have self-care all the time. At saka, lagi kang may pa-surpresa sa asawa mo. Hindi palaging adobo. Kailangan lagyan mo ng apritada. Mag-apritada ka, mag kung ano-anong gawin mo sa asawa mo. Oh my God, my husband loves me so much. That's because of my, I guess, my diversity. How do you say it?
You always keep it exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah, like, bago lagi.
At saka ano, lagi kayong magkwento kahit anong pagkwentuhan nyo. Don't just do, I know I love Facebook kasi nga I'm running a business. Do it for fun. Kasi you shouldn't lose it. Yung inyong ano connection, don't lose it. Kasi pag na-lose nyo yun,
doon na
nagsisimula.
Para sa mga nakikinig po natin, na naghihintay pa rin naman nila yung kanilang organic encounter, paano ka pa mag-connect?
Kasi ako ang nag-initiate. So it doesn't matter na kung siya o ako o ikaw. Pero yeah, you should believe it. Kasi don't go for the wrong reason na, oh, I'm single for so long, I need you. No, don't go for that because I waited for so long until when I give up, then that's the time that the right man come in. So you have to wait and pick the right man. You will feel it. I swear to you, you will feel it. I met so many people in the world, so many men, but you will feel it. Not, oh, okay, this is it. Yeah. So don't lose hope. Keep going. Bear, listen.
Paano malalaman kung ang isang mabilis na pag-ibigan, no, ay panghabang buhay na nga?
Just take the risk. Take the risk. Nothing is permanent in this world, but only permanent is risk. Just take it. Pag hindi nag-work, then so be it. Then move on and have a new life. But if it's work, then make the most of it. Have time. Make it more, how I would say, like, Just you know, because I'm Catholic, so pray. I do believe in prayer, but you do some action as well. And when you're there already, yung husband mo, make him feel that he's very important as well. It's just, do it. you too. It's not just husband not doing the effort or vice versa. I think it's vice versa.
Okay.
I think.
Tanong ko po, meron po ba kayong mensahe sa inyong husband? You can say his name. Meron po ba kayong mensahe sa inyong loving husband?
Babe, I know you're listening and I know we're very busy, extremely busy. I just want to say thank you so much for your continuous support. I know my time with you is just less, but you know, nevertheless, I love you more than ever.
At yan ang kwento ng buhay pag-ibig ni Leon Che Guevara sa likod ng kanyang tagumpay. Tunay niyang nakaka-inspire ang mga kwento ng ating mga kababayang Filipina dito sa Australia. Mga kababaihang patuloy na nagsusumikap at nagbibigay inspirasyon sa iba. Ngayong International Women's Month, patuloy nating ipagdiwang ang lakas, sipag at pagmamahal ng mga kababaihan sa ating komunidad. Ako po si Papa Dan para sa SBS Filipino.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.